We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Welcome back into our WWL Draft Fest coverage brought to you by TrainSouth.com. We're live at here from the Rouse's Market on Power Boulevard. Make sure you come out, say hey, do a little grocery shopping. They got pork tenderloin and St. Louis ribs are here on sale. Only $1.97. That's part of their Dollar Days sale. You can check up, stock up, and save at Rouse's always. Look at their produce, meat, and grocery department. Guys, we're getting ready for another Saints pick. Also, quarterback Spencer Rattler will be joining Saints Radio shortly here on the air. He was just picked by the Black and Gold with the 50th overall selection. QB out of South Carolina joining the room for the Black and Gold. Guy that's now making his way from Phoenix, Oklahoma, South Carolina to New Orleans. Anxious to see where he can end up doing for this team who has a deep QB room now. After that, we saw some picks coming off. Looking at the board here, Jalen Charles from Missouri, the safety going to the Indianapolis Colts, wide receiver of Texas A&M, and Ian Smith going to Philadelphia Eagles. The Jacksonville Jaguars get DeAndre Prince, the cornerback out of Ole Miss. Brennan Jackson, defensive end out of Washington State, ends up on the Rams. The Philadelphia Eagles make a legacy pick. Jeremiah Trotter Jr., the linebacker from Clemson, headed to Philly. Also have Jeremiah Trash for the wide receiver from Louisville going to the Cleveland Browns. Also, corner out of Washington State, Chow Smith Wade with the Carolina Panthers. The Miami Dolphins will be on the clock at pick 158 overall, followed by the Chiefs, Bills, and then the Commanders. We're waiting for the Saints' second pick of round five. That'll be the 170th overall selection, and then at pick 175. Make sure you stop by. Like I said, we're at the Rouse's Market here on Power Boulevard. Welcome back. Well, we're going to step away as the Spencer Rattler, the quarterback, new quarterback for the Saints, will be joining us in just a minute. So like I said, step away. Be right back. More with WWL Draft Fest after this. Stay tuned on WWL.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
We're back here at the Rouse's Market on Power Boulevard. You can get some boneless shoulder roasts, only $3.97 a pound. Do all your shopping game day, any day, here at the Rouse's Markets. Back on our TrainSouth.com WWL Draft Fest coverage. Happy to welcome in the newest member of the Black and Gold, quarterback Spencer Rattler, joins WWL Saints Radio. How's it feeling, Spencer?
Oh, man, it feels amazing. Very blessed. Happy to be a New Orleans Saint.
I knew you took a top 30 visit with the team. How did it feel? How did it go with them? Obviously, the team felt very highly of you to make this pick.
Yes, sir. No, the visit was amazing. You know, I had a great time down there just talking ball, getting to know the coaching staff, GMs. It was a great visit. You know, had a great feeling after leaving there and knew they would be in the mix and, you know, really happy they picked me.
Just want you to know you're on the line right now with Saints former running back Deuce McAllister, NFL analyst Mike Dettillier, and also the voice of the Saints, Mike Hawes. Guys, what you got for Spence?
Spencer, how you doing? Deuce McAllister, man, congratulations. I know you're finally happy to be able to get off the board, and you're familiar with Louisiana just because you've come to the Manning camp a lot since you were basically a kid. And just talk about that relationship with that Manning family and, you know, what it means to be able to come to a team that Archie played at and, you know, just that connection that you have to the family.
Yeah, I mean, it's awesome. Was down there at the Manning camp a few years ago, made a great relationship with the Mannings, you know, specifically Archie. You know, he would stay in touch with me every week throughout these past two seasons. And matter of fact, he just texted me about 10 minutes ago congratulating me. So it's a blessing to be picked, you know, where he's a legend at. And, you know, I'm just excited to get to work.
A lot has been talked about the transition that you made from Oklahoma over to South Carolina, and I think the biggest thing that a lot of people will say is he matured. He matured not only as a person but as a player. Talk a little bit about some of the things that you tried to kind of change from getting your feet wet and then actually being in the college game for a little while and just how that all went for you.
You know, I think you naturally just grow when you experience a little adversity. You know, I look at it as a blessing in disguise. Everything happens for a reason. You know, God already had the plan written out. So I wouldn't change a thing, you know, from my past, from my career. But I think just experience a little adversity in college, you know, that helps you grow, you know, and I call it a natural curve of growth in every position you need to grow in. So when I made that transition to South Carolina, I wanted to come in and acclimate with my new teammates, you know, not force anything early, just naturally kind of work my way into there and gain their trust and respect through my work habits. So I'm going to have the same mindset coming into the Saints, you know, learn as much as I can, stay humble, work as hard as I can, and just gain their trust and respect.
Spencer, Mike Dettillier from WWL, first of all, congratulations. I was telling Deuce, and I think my memory's good on this. Didn't you win the contest where you won a free year of chicken because you sunk the football through the basketball goal?
Yep, I think, it was a few years back. We threw it in the basketball hoop. You're exactly right. And somehow on the first try, I made it in. And I think it was like $1,000 worth of Cane's chicken. So I gave that, I think, to my sister. And, you know, she loves Cane's. So she was going there probably too much.
Spencer, Deuce and I were talking about the whip you have as a passer. Is there a baseball background with you? Because it almost comes out like a baseball shortstop or pitcher, the way it comes out, like clean over the top. So is there a baseball background with you?
I played baseball all the way up till high school, a shortstop pitcher. But, I mean, I've been playing quarterback since I was 7 years old, just have always been able to throw that ball. My dad said, you know, I wanted to play receiver when I was seven, but I was the only kid that can throw the ball around. So, you know, kind of naturally fell into that role. And then, you know, I was lucky enough to get with my quarterback coach, who's still my coach to this day, Mike Giovando. And I've been with him since I was 11 or 12 years old. So we've been trying to perfect everything throughout the years and find new techniques, ways to get better, cleaner, faster. So mechanically, you know, I feel very, feel very good about my mechanics. So, you know, I credit that to coaching and God-given ability.
Spencer, one of the things with you is a lot of guys are arm throwers. But I see the way you set up and you use that lower body to create that power in your throws. And that's something that's sometimes not natural with a quarterback because they just want to rely on their arm so much. But you've developed that mechanics of using that lower body to generate that power for those tight throws.
Yes, sir. I mean, you can't be an all-arm thrower. You know, I think that comes with, you know, I played all sports coming up, baseball, basketball, football, and you got to use your lower half in whatever you're doing, especially being a quarterback. I mean, you can even talk about golf. It's the same type of lower body mechanics with your hips, legs. So I feel like naturally just throughout the years of working at it, and then, you know, kind of just that being my motion. You don't have to be the biggest and strongest guy to rip a 45-yard post in there or throw it 60, 70 yards. You got to use that lower half and have good mechanics and a little God-given ability. So, you know, definitely want to keep using that lower half and getting it stronger and stronger.
So, Spencer, at my cost, I do the play-by-play for the Saints, and you led me right into it. Now, do you play golf?
Love golf.
Uh-oh. We're going to be great friends. So, by the way, so are you and Deuce, the color analyst for us. We'd be great, great friends. And so,
yeah,
I'm curious. You had such a strong 2023 year, but I love the 69% passes, 19 touchdowns. Started all, you know, you started 12 games. What is it that you do to maneuver to keep your pocket clean, to get that clean alley, to get that clean throw?
Yeah, I think, you know, I think you got to have a natural feel, you know, to work that pocket. You know, I think just going through reps, experience, game reps, practice reps, watching tape, knowing what you got to correct, and we still have much more to correct. I think you just got to have that natural feel. You know, I'm not a 6'6 guy, you know, where I could just sit back there and see everything. So you got to learn how to maneuver that pocket. And I think I've just had to, you know, do that most of my life. And, you know, this year we had a lot of injuries up front, a lot of young guys playing. It was an unfortunate season with injuries and everything like that. So, you know, had to adjust even more and be able to work that pocket and you know, help the team. So whatever way we can get that ball out, be efficient, protect the ball, you know your reads, see in front of your throws, you got to maneuver that pocket. So, you know, continuing to work that, and then, you know, obviously coaching as well, implementing drills where you might be stepping up in the pocket too much. You're feeling ghosts, as we like to say, in that pocket when you're getting pressure. So just being tough, hanging in there, and making the throw.
Spencer, seeing that you're often in touch still with Archie Manning, what's it like getting to talk ball with a legend?
It's awesome. I'm looking forward to more talks with him. You know, he's, you know, stayed in touch with me, hit me up probably every week, every other week throughout these past 2 years at South Carolina. You know, he's a big fan of me, which is awesome because obviously I'm a big fan of not just him, but the Manning family as a whole, coming up, watching all of them, you know, be successful. And, you know, what a great family, what a great guy to have in your corner. And I think it's awesome that I'm in New Orleans where he paved the way. And, you know, I wish I could, you know, do half of what he did.
Spencer, do you kind of emulate your game to somebody? Are you watching film of a certain quarterback? Everybody has somebody that they try to take some traits from. Who is somebody that film-wise that you've watched and say, that's what I want to kind of be like?
Yeah, you know, for me, I've never really tried to emulate my game after one person in particular. I love watching guys tape, you know, Aaron Rodgers, Mahomes, Matthew Stafford, all these guys I've watched coming up, you know, trying to, you know, implement what they do and put that into my game, you know, work with that in training. And, you know, I think if you could take little tids and bits of what they do and try to work that in your training, you can get good at it and it'll help your game. But everybody's their own player. You know, I don't try to emulate my game after anybody, but I love watching, you know, all other quarterbacks tape.
Spencer, one of the things, you grew up in the Arizona area, it gets hot there, but you at Manning camp, so you know one thing, it gets hot here and the humidity is really something. You guys felt it that year because it was really, really hot and really humid that year when you came down.
Man, that was the hottest place I've ever been in my whole life, down there in Thibodaux in that summertime, out there for 5-6 hours during the day. But, yeah, I'm used to that heat from Arizona. I'm used to that 115, but dry heat. But, yeah, I'm good with the humidity. Was in Columbia for a couple years, and it's pretty humid down there too. But we'll be all right.
Spencer, this is Mike Haas again. Just curious about the impact in, you know, Mobile, Alabama for us, just an hour and maybe, you know, 20 minutes down the road. Your play there, how you did, MVP, the impact that it probably had on you post, you know, where you are today.
Yeah, I mean, that was a very beneficial week for me. going down there, getting to show what I got, you know, with all the best players in the country. You know, I had goals coming into that week. I wanted to win the quarterback of the week and be the MVP of the game, but that came with, you know, we had to acclimate quickly with new guys, obviously create that chemistry, be a good leader just with the short week we had, get in and out the huddle with the pro-style verbiage we had. I was very confident with that coming in, and, man, it was a super successful week. You know, I had a ton of fun down there in Mobile.
How does it feel to see your teammate, Xavier Leggett, he gets picked in round one. He gets the stakes sort of close in South Carolina, but he goes to the Carolina Panthers. And the second part about it is, I remember talking to Jim Nagy after the Senior Bowl, and I said, you know, tell me a couple guys impress you more than you really thought you would be impressed by. And his first name came out of Mount Spencer Rattler. He said, Mike, I'm telling you, he's a better player than I thought he would be coming here. So you really impressed Jim, who runs the Senior Bowl. But your thoughts on Xavier Leggett? Now you're going to have to go up against him twice a year.
Yep, no, Xavier is a monster. I mean, great person, first of all. And never seen anybody work harder for their goals and what they want to achieve. So credit to him. You know, we both had a historical season because we both put that work in the offseason together, created a great chemistry. And, I mean, you talk about a guy that has it all, he's got it all, you know. And I was so happy when his name got called to Carolina. He's close to home. So he's going to have a big-time career. And, yep, we're going to see him twice a year. So that's going to be fun.
Spencer, saw that the Gamecocks football tweeted out the video of you getting the phone call from the Saints. You had that black and gold hat ready to put on. What you know about the city of New Orleans, and what are you most looking forward to, I guess, discovering about it?
Yeah, I know it's a lot of good food down there. Great culture, you know, great football culture. You know, I know the people love the Saints. A lot of winning history there, so I'm excited to get down there and experience that. I'm just looking forward to it, man. I'm looking forward to it. Very happy, very blessed to be picked by them. And black and gold, it's going to look good.
Once again, welcome into Saints Nation. Spencer Rattler, quarterback, new quarterback for the black and gold. I want to give you a chance to give a big shout-out to Saints Nation. Can you give the Saints fans a big hoot at on this big draft day for you?
Hoot at. Ready to get to work. Let's go.
All right,
thank
Spencer.
You, Spence.
We'll be talking to you soon at OTAs and minicamp.
Yep. Get you a fourth.
Appreciate you guys.
Jason and I are ready.
Just bring your clubs, Rook. Just bring your clubs.
Tell you what time
Welcome
it is.
Welcome into the fold. That was Spencer Rattler, new Saints quarterback. We're going to take a break right now here on the WWL Saints Radio Draft Fest coverage brought to you by TrainSouth.com. We're here at the Rouse's Market right here on Power Boulevard. You got any grocery shopping to do, make sure you stop by. Plus, it is gorgeous weather outside, folks. If you want to get some live and boiled crawfish, you can come here. They got it every day for you from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. daily. Come check that out and much more at the Rouse's Market. Power Boulevard with more of our Draft Fest coverage. We'll step away, come back right with it. Two more picks to go for the black and gold this round right here on WWL. Welcome back into our TrainSouth.com WWL Draft Fest coverage. We're here in day three. Steve Geller with Deuce McAllister, Mike Dettillier, Mike Haas, our wall-to-wall coverage of the Saints and the NFL Draft. Make sure you join us at the Rouse's Market here on Power Boulevard, the official supermarket of the Saints. They've got 2135 count, peeled and divine Louisiana shrimp. Louisiana shrimp, folks, only $6.99 a pound. Gearing up for that Pelicans tip-off happening right now in the Smoothie King Center. We'll obviously be keeping tabs on what happens in that game against the OKC Thunder. Basically a do-or-die matchup right now for the team, down 2-0 in that series.
Steve, what I wanted to bring up, and just to you guys, and obviously you know it, but this is the day also that you'll see some trades of some veteran players. This is the day that you'll see something. I think it was John Myers, the defensive end from who had gotten paid a couple of years ago by the Jets. He was traded for, I think it was a 6th-round pick, 2026, to Denver. And so the Jets traded one of their guys to Denver. And I don't know if it was because of draft picks that they've picked or free agents that they've picked, but this is the day that you'll see teams package players. Maybe they fill the void via free agency, or they fill that void via draft pick. So don't be surprised if we see some of those trades with picks attached to it, but also some of those drafted players, or at least team veteran players on a team that get moved to a different team.
Cheap labor.
Well, no, it's not cheap labor.
No, because you think about it, if I get rid of a veteran, And I
– Oh, now he's a – yes, yes, now he is.
Because what, some teams are going to do that.
Well, because what happened was, I don't know if Myers wanted a new contract.
He wanted the new contract.
Well, Denver gave it to him.
Right.
As part of the trade. Denver gave him, I think it was $10 million guaranteed, but he wanted a new contract. Denver gave him a new contract over the next 2 years, and so they got a pass rusher. So, yes, the Jets added a cheaper player and or who they signed via free agency. You know, I don't know how the salary is matched up, but this would be the day that you start to see some of the veteran players on a roster that would get moved.
Guys, the pick is in for the New York Giants. After that, it'll be the Jags, the Bills, Packers, and then the Saints with the 170th overall selection.
And the Giants have made that pick. Tyrone Tracy Jr. Man, talk about a guy that runs high in the saddle.
Straight up.
Watching him. Man, he's straight up. He's like a big cowboy, and, you know, in all the movies. Yeah, he sit high on that horse, and he takes some shots. But, man, he's got size, really good speed, and he catches the ball well coming out of the backfield.
Looking at some of the best available players on the ESPN board, mentioned before, a wide receiver, USC, Brendan Rice. We got defensive tackle at LSU, Mekhi Wingo, Malik Washington, wide receiver from Virginia, also Florida State receiver, Johnny Wilson, linebacker, Curtis Jacobs from Penn State, and a tight end from Arizona in Tanner McLaughlin.
Well, I'm trying to see if I can remember the running back coach at Purdue. He was with the Saints. He was with the Saints, but now he is at Louisville as the running back coach. But Jeff Brohm.
Is it Thomas?
No,
because he went somewhere else.
He was with the Saints, though, as a player.
He
was with the Saints as a player, but he got into coaching.
Oh, okay.
And he was the running back, and that was his player. That was his kid.
Okay.
That the runner was until this, I guess, 2 years. Jeff has been at Louisville, what, last 2 years?
Last
now?
Couple years.
Yeah, last 2 years, and so that's where he's ended up. There, but I'll see it.
When we did the pickleball tournament, talking to Drew, one of the things he brought up was, man, he said, keep your eye on Tyrone Tracy Jr. He said, he's a big back. I said, yeah, I saw him play. Man, he rides the, just like a big cowboy in the saddle. He said, yeah, he takes some punishment, but he gives some out too. And so Tyrone Tracy, who's a big back, and again, he gives you a lot of body out in the open field to go after. But we had pick 167.
Yep.
Jaguars are up at this time. And I bet they picked a Southern player.
It was Coach Chris Barclay.
Okay, Barclay.
Yeah, gotcha. Coach Chris Barclay was the running back coach at Purdue. He was with New Orleans as a running back.
Closing in on that Saints selection, so we're going to take a quick break, so stick around for that TrainSouth.com WWL Draft Fest coverage continuing here from the Rouse's Market on Power Boulevard. Come out, talk football with Team WWL. We'll be right back after this. Welcome back into the TrainSouth.com WWL Draft Fest coverage here at the Rouse's Market on Power Boulevard, and looking at some of their specials, man. They got Maker's Mark Bourbon, $24.99, definitely one of my favorites. Mike Hollis, I know you recently got a message from Archie Manning after this Spencer Rattler pick. What do you have to say?
Yeah, you know, but the Saints are getting ready to be on the clock again. But you know, he likes Spencer, has a little gleam in his eye, and he will compete to survive.
He'll
do
competitor.
What's necessary. So good to hear from Archie. So that was great. We talked about him during the Spencer interview. And so, but it ain't going to take long. We're going to go 170 and then 175. And my thanks to Archie as well. Also, a little later, remind me, spoke with Jim Henderson this week and got a progress update on him. And so we'll talk about that.
Looking at the Pelican game, guys, I'm seeing some notification here that Jalen Williams just went to the locker room for OKC, so we'll be monitoring that. The Pellies
look like he got hit in the eye.
Yeah.
From what we're seeing here, it looks as though he might have got hit in the eye.
Early into the game, too, it's 2-0 Pelicans right now with 9:20 in the first.
Long way to go. Long way to go.
Waiting on this Packers pick, which is in, and right after that, it'll be the Black and Gold, who are on the clock with the 170th overall selection. Then it's Philly back-to-back, the Jets, Dallas, and then the Saints again before the Jets close out round five here in this draft.
Boys, we up because the Packers have just picked Ketan Alapo, the safety from Oregon State. Yeah, I'm ready to roll.
This is when the Roosters come home, right?
Yep.
All Eagles, all Jets, all Saints from here on out, except for Dallas. I mean, you had to pick them at some point.
Looking at this Ketan Oladipo of Oregon State, 6'2", 260 pounds, saying he's a versatile safety, good size, long arms, and average speed.
Yeah, he's a box guy. They play him up almost like another linebacker. Coverage is, I would say, above average. He's not great, but he's really good in run support, and where he's a real factor, special teams. Man, he's a headhunter type of guy, so he will help you out on special teams. And
I was going to say, it looks like the pick is in.
The Saints pick is in that quickly, so we just
– They knew who they wanted.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you're getting to round five. You've had some time.
Right? Yeah, you don't have to think about it.
You've had from pick 50 to 150, so, yeah, you've had some time.
Well, guys, seeing that it is going to be 6'1", 212-pound wide receiver Bub Means. Love the name already, guys. Bub Means is the 170th overall selection from the team.
Bub Means.
We got Kool-Aid and Bub.
Here you go.
Yeah, how about
hey, Bub.
That? How about that? Hit it across the board, so to speak.
What do we know about this wide receiver, Mike, obviously joining this team? What's his strengths, weaknesses that we can expect for him for the black and gold?
Well, you know, it's at a position I know we had spoke about earlier that they would maybe take a look at. But to me, I'd have went with a big man. I really would have at this point. So they must have had a very high grade on Means to pick him at this slot. Now, again, you just got to wait a few more selections and you back up on the board. So this a lot of times have to do with the wide receiver coach. Knowing Bub Means from University of Pittsburgh, and he's a guy that at times the quarterback didn't get him the football, but, you know, you got to have somebody that can feed you the football. And that's the thing with Bubs that, okay, he didn't put up huge numbers there. Also didn't have the quarterback.
Right.
That was going to pump him the football at that particular point.
Yeah, seeing here, 41 catches, 721 yards.
But he can run.
Six TDs last year. Also 6'1", 212, so he's got that frame to be that contested catch guy we talked about.
And in some of the individual workouts, he was running sub 4.4s.
Well, and that's the other thing, you know.
Speed.
That's what I was going to tell you. A guy that gives you a little bit of speed, and then you are also contesting for a special team spot. I mean, that's what you have to remember. You know, like you talked about, you have a new receivers coach, and you know you want to see it, be able to say, hey, look, I have a bigger guy. Can he run? Can he move? Can he help me on special teams? That's how you're going to be able to make this team.
The one thing with Pittsburgh receivers, and I've seen from the past, they are well coached as route runners. When you think about all those guys that have come out of University of Pittsburgh, they are really good route runners, and Means sort of fits that bill. Of a guy that can run the routes, and he's got some giddy up after the catch.
Yeah, absolutely. You mentioned that, obviously, seeing here over the past two seasons, the guy's averaged 16.5 yards per catch.
Yeah, that's a big part of his game. Again, run after catch ability. He's got good size, and again, that foot speed. But man, they had some inaccurate quarterbacks there too, throwing the football all over the board at Pittsburgh. That didn't help him none.
He comes in like a lot of guys. He's a fifth year senior. From Lovejoy, Georgia.
Yep.
So he's 23 now, 23.2. So he'll be 24, you know, by the time the season rolls around. And there are a lot of guys.
In that season
of 24, 25.
Because of the COVID
and the transfer portal
and
everything. So, you know, he didn't come in as a 21-year-old, but he'll be 24 when the season rolls around.
Now, I don't have an issue with that.
No.
I think in many ways it's
a positive.
No, I think you are a more mature individual
at
24 than you are at 21. I think most people are at that stage. I think most.
I would hope.
But sometimes that's not the case.
Correct.
Sometimes that's not the case. But, again, he's played in a system that has thrown the football with a pro-style offense. And, again, when you look at receivers that have come out of University of Pitt, they are well-schooled as route runners, well-schooled. But to go from Georgia to Pennsylvania, that's a pretty good little ride as a recruit.
Anybody know where Lovejoy is before I look it up? Lovejoy, Georgia?
No, not offhand.
Mike, you're going to challenge me there a little bit.
Don't get me wrong, but I love the name, Lovejoy.
Is it up by Athens?
I'm just going to tell you this. It's a little south of Bonanza, said Hoss.
Bonanza. Looking here on Means, guys, like reading this pre-draft preview of him. Big hands, huge catching radius, and body control to adjust while the ball is in the air. Sounds like a winner.
Yeah, I think he's a guy that can compete here for a spot. Now, he's a triple transfer now because he was started at Tennessee, then he went to Louisiana Tech, and then ends up at University of Pittsburgh.
Ah, we have another quarterback going off the board. This time it's the J-E-T-S Jets getting Florida State's Jordan Travis.
Okay, if he didn't have the major injury, he wouldn't be here. Okay, but that,
right?
He may get that leg injury late. Man, so Gerard, that's his real name. It's not Bub. His nickname is Bub, but his real name is Gerard. And, again, he started out at University of Tennessee, played a couple seasons at Louisiana Tech for the Bulldogs in the last 2 years. He's played for the Pittsburgh Panthers. So, he was a big-time guy there, really a big-time high school recruit where he goes to Tennessee. I know real smart kid because Northwestern was after him. Okay, they ain't bringing you in on a new expired driver's license at Northwestern as far as that's concerned.
Got to know a little bit.
Lovejoy is south of Atlanta, just south of Atlanta, if you – know the area a little bit. It's kind of a triangle between Atlanta, Augusta, and Lovejoy. So just south of Atlanta.
And you're close to Marietta?
I didn't know I was going to have to know geography.
I mean, if you're going to bring it up.
I know, but.
You got to spit it out, Mike.
No math on this quiz.
That's it.
No, it's not.
But think about it, when he was at Tech, I was going to say he averaged 20 yards a catch, but it was 19.5.
Okay.
When he was at Louisiana Tech.
We're going to give you that.
And in the last 3 years, he's averaged 17.2, 17.6, 14.9. That's impressive when you catch and you averaging that much per catch. And you kind of bouncing around a little bit to have gone to three schools in that particular time frame. But also, he's a strong guy, too. You can tell he's well-built. For a wideout, and he can jump. He's got some. I think somebody had him with a 40 vertical. So if you with 6'2", I think I'm not sure.
That's getting up pretty good right there with that type of vert.
Yeah, because I think
39.5.
Yeah, 39.5. Okay, 39.5, 40. Range.
I'm getting
in the range with that deal. And he's 6'1", 212, 215, somewhere in that range. But got good arm length. And, again, a playmaker after the catch. Because if you watched him the last 2 years at Pitt, not everything was online quarterback-wise. So he was having to make something after the catch.
Going to take a real quick break on our here at TrainSouth.com WWL Draft Fest coverage before that Saints third pick of round 5 comes in. So stay tuned. We'll be right back here on WWL Saints Radio at the Rouse's Market on Power. Welcome back into our TrainSouth.com WWL Draft Fest coverage day 3 as we're getting closer to the Saints third pick of round 5. We're at Rouse's Market on Power Boulevard. Why don't you come check us out. Got great selection. Food, liquor, anything you need, they've got in store at Rouse's Market. Get you ready for the day and the week. Stock up on them groceries. It is a gorgeous day outside. And everyone's enjoying the Jazz Fest. We are enjoying our Draft Fest coverage as the Saints get ready to pick here. I know the Jets and then the Dallas Cowboys coming up, and then it'll be the Saints picking with the 175th overall selection, and then the Jets closing things out in round 5.
And so if you missed it, the Saints have had another pick in this. Gerard Bub Means, who played at University of Pittsburgh, started out at University of Tennessee, then transferred to Louisiana Tech, played a couple seasons there. That final season at Tech, man, he was impressive, 19.5 yards a catch, and then the last 2 seasons put up really good numbers at University of Pittsburgh, and not everything, I guarantee you, was square with them throwing the football downfield last 2 years for Pitt. And he's a really good-looking athlete, and he can fly. And, again, I bring this up. Pittsburgh has been noted. Their receiver coaches do a very good job with route runners, and they are one of the top schools when you look at guys coming out of how to teach you how to get into and out of a cut and a break. And he's got some pull-away speed after the catch.
Guys, we talked about, obviously, the Philadelphia Eagles have been wheeling and dealing, it seems, this entire draft. Adam Schefter just put out a couple minutes ago. The Eagles have now made 8 trades during this draft. This is tied for the most draft 8 trades by any team since 1990. The 2018 Patriots in 2023 and the Texans also both made 8 that year.
Come on, Howie. One more deal.
You know it's in them.
Get that record. Come on, Howie. One more.
Looking what Isaiah Davis now going off the board, another running back from South Dakota State Golden, going to the Jets.
Yeah. He was a guy that, South Dakota was known for throwing the football, and all of a sudden they get Davis in. It was like, wait a minute now. We're going to run the football a little bit more with Isaiah.
And a lineman, right?
Yeah.
Had a lineman that got drafted
as well. Also. Yeah. So this is a guy who, and he's used to playing in bad weather. Okay, you play in South Dakota, and none of your weather good after October.
Nah, not a lot. Not a lot. So to go up to New York will be a pretty good place for him. You should be similar weather pretty much. You know, I don't want to say year-round, but that's what you're going to get.
We talked a little bit about the quarterbacks. 2 came off this board in round 5, but still nothing on a guy we're waiting on to find out. Obviously, Tulane's Michael Pratt.
Man, that surprised me. I'm just telling you.
There's got to be something about that for sure.
Something's not right that he's lasted this long.
No, I agree with you. I mean, you talk about second round, third round. That's where you're probably projecting Michael Pratt. If he's going to last this long, I think he had the opportunity to come back, correct? I think he had one more year.
Yeah, he could have.
And he could have transferred.
Came out for
that's the other part.
He could have transferred and come into the year.
Right.
Yeah. We know for sure a couple big time.
I know 3 schools.
A big time. I mean,
big time
elite
schools.
Yeah, elite Power 5 schools that were trying to get him.
And one of them in the SEC. Yeah. They're a little bit east of us, so to speak.
And one national program. I'll put it that way.
If you can piece all that together, you got it.
One national program was trying to get him.
Obviously, guys, we've been talking about the Pelicans and their playoff matchup. The LSU baseball team also has a big matchup this weekend. Need to get back into that NCAA tournament contention. They beat Auburn yesterday 5-0. They won't be in action tonight until 6 p.m.
Yeah, they got to close that.
What is their overall SEC record?
Right now.
Because before you even get in that, you got to get qualified for the tournament.
Yeah, you're right.
Right now, they wouldn't.
Right now, 6-13 in conference play.
Yeah, so they wouldn't get in right now.
Well, them and Ole Miss wouldn't either. I don't think Ole Miss gets in right now either with the conference record that they got.
So you got a sweep.
Talking about national championships, both of those within the last, 3 years?
You think about what's happened to Mississippi State after they won the national championship. Then what happened to Ole Miss?
Same thing.
And now look what's happened to LSU. It's amazing.
El Stinko.
Yes, I agree with that. I heard that before, that El Stinko line.
Well, we got the Isaiah Davis, the running back from South Dakota State. Yeah. Seen he rushed for 4,548 yards, 50 touchdowns.
No, Steve, they were known as a team to throw the football. He come to town, wait a minute, we going to run it. Because he's a 6-foot plus, probably 220-pound guy.
Exactly, easy. 218.
Yeah, he's a 200.
He runs
behind his pads pretty good as well.
You mentioned the a throwing team there. They also mentioned Davis has big hands and plucks the ball out the air. I'm sure Rodgers will love that.
The only other thing, too, with him is he is a really good pass protector. Haven't watched him play, and when they blitz inside, man, he does a nice job picking that up. Deuce, I don't know how many blitz pickups you had at Ole Miss, but that's not something you see a lot if you a heavy-duty back, you got to be picking that up. Now, back your day and compared to today, it's a little bit different because of the way the game is, but still, that's not a natural thing as a blitz picker up.
No, that wasn't something that you practiced a ton of, but you know you had to do it, and when you had to do it, you got in there and you would do it. But being willing to do it when you know that you are the bell cow guy kind of changes that a little bit as well.
So the Cowboys pick is in, and as soon as we get that selection, the Saints will be right on the clock. And last time it was pretty quick. We got Mubs' name out there pretty fast as soon as they made that one pick ahead of them.
Well, some of the picks are, you know, how it gets leaked out. I'm seeing already here on the social media universe. The pick is in for the New Orleans Saints, and it looks like they are going linebacker, guys, out of Texas. It is Jalen Ford.
He can run the field. He can run. Flat out run. He's an athlete.
Well, the one thing we said, defensively, what did you have to do?
Speed.
You had to get faster. You had to get younger. You had to get faster. And so if Jalen Ford can run, he fits the bill of what they had to do on defense.
And you think about what's the biggest improvement on that Texas team from, say, last year, 3 years ago. They couldn't play defense.
They can play defense. Couldn't stop anybody.
And
you had rated across the board, 5 stars across the board. Now, whether or not they should have had that rating is a different story, but you couldn't stop anybody.
No. And so that to me tells me also, too, to help you on special teams.
Yep.
Because when you're coming in at this stage, you understand that, you know, the special teams is going to play a big part if you can make a team or not.
So looking at Jalen Ford, 6'2", 240 pounds, saying here, good at getting to depth and reading quarterbacks in coverage.
He's a spot drop
linebacker. But also, too, you can move him around because of his size. One of the things Texas did, and Bo Davis told me this, that they would use him a lot as a designated pass rusher. They'd put him in there because look at the two big dudes in the middle. Okay, you had Byron Murphy and you had Tawantre Sweat. And so, you know what? They're going to occupy a couple, three, four blockers, them two guys, and you could shoot that linebacker coming off the edge. He's got good size, excellent speed coming off the edge, and he's developed into a pretty good cover guy. In this league, if you can only play the run, man, you out of this league real fast. Yeah, you're not staying here.
So especially nowadays, you got to cover these tight ends, man.
Tight ends, running backs, and, man, the way they spread you out all over the place.
That number three receiver.
Yeah. Sometimes it's the three.
We are on the clock. That is the commercial clock. So we'll take a big break. Be right back with more of our TrainSouth.com WWL Draft Fest coverage right after this on WWL. Welcome back into our WWL Draft Fest coverage brought to you by TrainSouth.com. Come check us all out at the Rouse's Market on Power Boulevard. And now, happy to welcome in the Saints' newest selection, Bub Means. Welcome to WWL Saints Radio. How's it going today?
How you doing?
We are feeling great. Want to know what it was like getting that call from the Saints and finding out you're going to be the newest member of the Black and Gold.
Man, it was a blessing. I can't even describe the feeling I got right now, man.
Well, love the fact that you're going to be coming down here to New Orleans. Want you to know you're going to be on here with Saints legend Deuce McAllister, our WWL draft analyst Mike Dettelier, and also the voice of the Saints, Mike Hawes. Deuce, take it away.
Bub, I first want to tell you congratulations and, you know, welcome to the New Orleans Saints. And, you know, just tell us a little bit about your game, some of the things that you think that you do well and some of the things that you want to be able to continue to improve on.
As you can see from my tape, I spread the defense pretty good. So, like, I'm a vertical threat on the outside. I can play both outside and inside receiver. As a receiver, I always want to get better at routes, get more fluent going in and out my breaks, top of my routes, techniques, stuff like that. So I can never stop improving on that. But I feel like as a receiver, I'm a very great vertical threat.
But one of the things, Mike Dettelier from WWL, one of the things I saw you at Louisiana Tech and watched you at Pitt is your run after catch skills. Because I think that's a big part of your game, your ability to make that first guy miss or get away from, and then you can take off downfield. I think that's a big part of your game. And also, you are a very good route runner for a college player.
Appreciate you so much.
Well, Bob, this is Mike Haas, play-by-play. I'm curious, kind of along the lines of what Mike said, but not so much about the route. I want to know about the journey, right? Redshirt at Tennessee, a couple of years at Louisiana Tech, and then to Pitt, you know, that three schools. I mean, there was a time, you know, 15, 20 years ago, that might have been a red flag. Now, of course, not anymore. I just want to know how you matured and progressed as a receiver from those different locations.
Well, at Tennessee, I actually played corner. So I played a little corner at Tennessee, and I actually had to start from scratch playing receiver all over again when I switched positions again. And at Louisiana Tech, I was just grinding. I was just grinding, building my way up from receiver from ground zero, really. Like, I had to teach myself how to get in and out my breaks, stride length in the middle of my route. Release points, stuff like that. Like, I've been working on that since I could remember, but I didn't have my trainer with me at Louisiana Tech. He was in Atlanta, so I had to teach myself that, you feel me? And then I just kept progressing. I had a good coach there at Louisiana Tech that kind of helped me, fine-tune my details. And so by the time I got to Pitt, I was more of a decent receiver. So, like, I just was always more athletic. Like, I was always a decent athlete. So just adding the details, the fine details to my receiver package, which would help me basically be a complete receiver. And so when I got to Pitt, Coach Underwood actually just helped me, like, fine-tune everything, like releases, top of route technique, foot placement, hip drop. Like, I got to drop my hips to get in and out my breaks, stuff like that. Like, he helped me actually fine-tune my receiver work. And it helped me become a more polished receiver, and it showed on game days, and it showed in my film, like, how I progressed as a receiver.
Bub, one of the things that you talked about was taking the top off of defense. Is it the go route? Is it the post that you like? And then the other question I have for you, what type of experience do you have in special teams as a returner and or as a cover guy?
Well, the stretch of defense, it don't matter. You can go or post. Like, if the DB press, I feel like I can run by him. Like, I don't care where he at. I feel like I'm always going to be able to have the athletic advantage to run by the DB. I'm confident in that in my game. And, yes, I played gunner at Pitt, and I played kick return at Louisiana Tech. I played a little gunner and jammer. I practiced gunner and jammer in practice. So, when we had the little gunner and jammer punt periods and stuff like that, I practiced gunner and jammer. So, I'm always willing. I'm a willing special teams player.
Bob, how much interaction did you have with the Saints in the offseason from that standpoint? Because a lot of times players get picked, and there's not a lot, and then sometimes there's a lot between you and the team. How much interaction did you have between Saints coaching staff and yourself?
I didn't really have a lot of interaction. I think I talked to them. Maybe I talked to like a scout or two, like at the East West Shrine Bowl, but I didn't really talk to them a lot, to be honest with you. So this came as a shock.
Bub, looking at the some of the info on you, I know your real name's Gerard. How'd you get the nickname Bub?
When I was a kid, I had a hernia, I think, on my belly button or something. And my belly button was real big. It looked like a bubble. So when I was little, I guess it went from bubble to bubba to it just kept shortening over the years that I got older. So it's now just bub.
Well, you're going to think you have a lot of friends in New Orleans, because when people don't know anybody else's name,
hey, they got a nickname.
Hey, what's
you
up, Bub? What's up, Bub? So everybody knows me here. But you're going to love it. Have you been here before?
Yeah, actually, my grandparents actually are from New Orleans, or not New Orleans, but Louisiana, and then I've been out there a few times, I think.
Very cool.
Looking at things too, Bub, obviously Tennessee, Louisiana Tech, then you go to Pittsburgh. How good does it feel to be coming back down south?
Oh, man. Oh, I can't wait to get in that heat, man. I ain't gonna lie. Like, people might not like the heat. But experiencing Pitt in the cold, like, I would much, you feel me? Like, I'm grateful to be back in the heat, man.
definitely glad to have you back, too. What are some things besides football that are that have your interest when you're not all talking ball?
Well, I just like to spend a lot of time with my little brothers and my family. And then I play the game a lot. Like, I play Call of Duty, stuff like that, workout. That's really all I do, like, workout. If it ain't about football, and I'm spending time with my family.
Well, definitely appreciate the time, Bub, and congratulations again on being the newest member of the Black and Gold. Let me get a big who dat for the Saints fans out there.
Who dat?
Yeah.
All right,
well,
Bub.
Done, baby.
All right, Bub Means, the newest member of the Black and Gold. Appreciate the time and best of luck.
Congratulations, Bub.
Appreciate that. Thank you for having me on here.
You bet. All right.
That was our discussion with the newest Saints pick, Bub Means. Hey, welcome to the Big Easy. That's brought to you by Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy. And, guys, while we were talking to Bub, another selection was made by the Black and Gold, a linebacker.
Yeah, Jalen Ford. Think about it. He was a first-team All-Big 12 selection the last 2 years. Last 2 years, he's cranked up 210 tackles, 20.5 tackles for losses, 3 quarterback sacks. But this is what catches your eye. 6 pass interceptions. We talked about his ability to drop in coverage is there. And so, man, when you can run like what Ford can do, it really helps you out. But for a big man who's over 6'2 and over 240 pounds to drop back in coverage, you don't see a lot of those. Most of those guys like that are not 245 pounds. I will be honest with you. That's not your typical size for a linebacker today to be over 245. And he was a dynamic force on that Texas defense in the coverage part of the game, but also, too, his ability. And I remember Bo telling me this. We were running him off the edges to make a play in the backfield, 20.5 tackles for losses. Well,
when you look at some of the tape on him, I mean, the thing that you see is, you know, teams are trying to get outside, and he can run. He can get outside, and so that – basically, whether it's a tight end and or guard, can't get up to him. He's got the foot speed to be able to run with the back, to be able to make the tackle for a tackle for loss or at the line of scrimmage.
And I think he originally, I'd have to look it up, I think he originally committed to Utah. He's a Texas kid.
It's funny, that was the exact question. When we get him, because he's from Frisco.
He's from Frisco, Texas.
He
but
wasn't
I think
enormously highly rated. I was wondering, like, where did you have any other?
I think he was either a 3- or 4-star recruit. Right. But, you know, a lot of times Texas – they get those recruits. They must have 22 recruits by the time the September comes around for the following year. And he was one of those guys. But he had originally, and I'm pretty sure of this, committed to Utah and Kyle Willingham and then changed his mind and decided to go to University of Texas.
Seems like a pretty underrated pick for this team right now.
You know what? Linebackers are devalued in this world. Same thing as running backs. I hate to say it because I'm sitting next to Deuce, but it's the truth.
It's a guy that you got to have for speed, and then you get some teams that want to go 21 personnel. You know,
yes.
And then they you better be able to stop them or not. They're going to load it up, and good luck to you.
Well, as they say in the radio biz, the band is pushing us out, so we'll be back with more of our TrainSouth.com WWL draft coverage from the Rouse's Market on Power Boulevard right after this on WWL Saints Radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.